Carboniferous period. The Carboniferous period lasted from about 354 million years ago to 290 million years ago. And it was a time in which initially some of the highest oxygen levels on Earth were seen, very, very high levels. And to start with, amphibians were still this sort of dominant land vertebrate. If we looked at the climate, it was rather nice. It was hot and humid. The oceans were warm. Fish were really diversifying in the oceans. And because of the extinction, perhaps near the end of the Devonian, of the heavily armoured fish, the placoderms, sharks really radiated during this period of time. Amphibians dominated the land. We have some very large amphibians, ones called labyrinthodonts, and these were covered in scaly skin, many of them, and they had large bony plates even in their heads. Plants on land grew really, really fast, and then they died and they became coal. We have these huge fern-like trees at the time. And sometime during this period, the first reptile-like animal evolved. And from that, we have the first amniotes. And so a major evolutionary development at this period in time is the amniotic egg. And the reason it was so important was it freed the amphibians. Well, the amphibians didn't have the amniotic egg, but it freed the vertebrates from having to be tied to water to breed, as amphibians do. And then somewhere later on in this period, the climate changed. Something happened. There was intense glaciation. There was a drop in sea levels. And the atmosphere went from being hot and humid to cool and dry. There was a collapse in the rainforest. And at this point, the amphibians fared poorly, probably because they were dependent on water to breed. And the nice, moist rainforest was important for them. And when they fared poorly, the reptiles continued to diversify, probably because they were adapted, especially with their amniotic eggs. They could deal with the cooler and drier climates. So when we think about our key concepts of evolution and structure related to function, well, the main evolutionary things that were happening was initially amphibians were dominating the land, and then the first reptile-like animals evolved. But the most important thing was the development of the amniotic egg. It was a major evolutionary revolution. And then also we have to remember that the climate was changing and amphibians declined. And due to the decline in the amphibians and the change in the climate, the reptiles flourished.